and minor league baseball. Nestled within the Blue Ridge Mountains sits one of the oldest ballparks in minor league baseball. For nearly 60 years, this ballpark has played home to Lynchburg's lone professional team. It's a ballpark that's seen history and Hall of Famers. A ballpark that's seen its fair share of heroes and legends. A ballpark that has seen contenders and championships.
And Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Last season, the Lynchburg Hillcats fell just short of the crown.
And the Charleston River Dogs are your 2022 Carolina League champions.
In 2023, they've set their sights on glory.
Break out the champagne! Lynchburg lives to see another day!
From Appomattox to the Blue Ridge Parkway, the Hillcats run Central Virginia.
The Hillcat hero! Strike him out, throw him out, double play. The third runner being waved around, he will score! Bases clearing double, the Hillcats are headed to the championship series.
Live inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's the voice of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Carolina Mudcats get set for game number 5 of the Battle of the Cats. Carolina has won each of the first 4, and they have done it in mostly dominant fashion. Yesterday, the best game overall for the Hillcats as they stayed close throughout the entirety of the ballgame. They had a chance to win it toward the later innings, but then an unfortunate break in the eighth when a ground ball that should have been a double play, the return throw to first, sailed over the head of the first baseman, allowing two runners to score for Carolina to give them the 3-1 lead. Lynchburg would tack on one run in the bottom of the eighth inning. They get the runner in scoring position, the tying run in scoring position in the ninth inning. However, they would fall just short yet again. Lynchburg now 7.5 games out of first place behind Carolina, who continues to hold a half-game lead over Down East coming into the ball game tonight. It's been back and forth all season long for those two ball clubs, and they are separating themselves from the rest of the pack. The next closest to Marva, 5.5 games out of first place, as Carolina and Down East are priming themselves for quite the finish in the first half. In the South, Columbia with a game and a half lead over Myrtle Beach, but there's 4 teams within 3 games of each other, as both divisions should have a fun finish as we head toward the midway point in just a few weeks here in the month of June. It's a great night for baseball. We'll be dodging rain as it has been all in the area this afternoon. Some light rain came earlier today at the ballpark, but no tarp has been pulled, and I believe right now the forecast looks clear for us to play some baseball tonight. We might see a few pop-up storms every once in a while, but for the most part, everything should be held at bay as the Hillcats and the Mudcats will battle it out in the Battle of the Cats. Lynchburg definitely needing some sort of momentum as nothing has gone right for them in this series. We'll find out coming up in the next few minutes as first pitch will be on its way. The manager is about to make their way out to meet with the umpires. So we'll step aside for a brief moment on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the 4 Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Lynchburg Hillcats baseball is here. From inside Bank of the James Stadium for the lineups and first pitch, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
The Hillcats might be on a 4-game losing streak, but you wouldn't be able to tell that by looking at them and hearing the buzz in the crowd. A great night for baseball. Autism Awareness Night, as the Hillcats are wearing their specialty puzzle piece jerseys. They are available for auction after tonight's ball game. Actually, they are currently live on MILBauctions.com. As if you want a piece of Hillcats memorabilia and a great way to support a good cause, as we raise money in support of autism, you can bid on those now at MILBauctions.com. Lynchburg 22-27, Carolina 28-18, as the Mudcats have already clinched a win in the series, looking to keep hope alive for a sweep. Lynchburg, though, would love to pick themselves up out of the dirt and come away with a little bit of momentum in the final two games of this homestand. But right now, let's toss it down to Andre Vial and Steve Stillwell for the lineups and national anthem.
Lynchburg Hillcats! In right field, number 4, Wilfredo Antunez! In center field, number 9, Guy Letzka! In left field, number 46, Jordan Brown! At first base, number 7, Mike Hayato. At second base, number 23, Carson Tucker. At shortstop, number 10, Jose Devers. At third base, number 12, Angel Hunnow. Your catcher is number 27, Bubba Bolia. The designator is number 45, Zach Pascha. And your starting pitcher is number 34, Jorman Gomez.
Fans, at this time, we'd ask that you rise and please remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Joining us tonight, please welcome Josie Wright.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket track glared, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and
time for baseball in the Hill City. Lynchburg and Carolina battling it out in Game 5 of the Battle of the Cats. And Carolina has had their number in this series, but Yorman Gomez and the Lynchburg Hill Cats would love to change things tonight as Gomez comes in 1-2 with a 4.86 ERA. His last outing, he had arguably his best showing of the season. 5 2/3, 3 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts. That comes after a rough outing earlier in that series when he gave up 5 earned runs in 0.2/3 of an inning. So an up and down season for Gomez, but he'd love to settle in tonight and dodge any misfortune with the Mudcats here this evening. Gomez, 5'11", 167, 20 years of age. The right-hander comes from Coro, Venezuela. He works fastball, curveball, changeup, and he'll hit up to about 95 with that fastball. One of the hardest arms in the Hillcats starting lineup. Or excuse me, the starting rotation. He'll face a lineup for Carolina that looks a little like this. Leading off, the center fielder, Luis Lara, who has been dangerous both at the plate and in the field in this series. Batting second, the second baseman, Yadier Arenado. Hitting third, the third baseman, Luke Adams. Batting fourth and hitting cleanup, the right fielder, Jay Savina. The shortstop is batting fifth, Gregory Barrios. In left field, Hedbert Perez batting sixth. In the seventh hole, the designated hitter, Quinton Lowe, a two-way player. Hitting eighth, the first baseman, Jesus Parra. And rounding out the starting nine, the catcher, Jose Cibrian. Those will be the nine for Carolina tonight, as Yorman Gomez will look to shut them down and hopefully walk away with the Hillcats' victory here this evening. Lara digs in from the left-hand side. The right-handed Gomez comes set and fires. And we are underway as the pitch misses a little bit wide for ball one at 6:32. Time of first pitch. 78 degrees and mostly cloudy, fighting some rain in the area. The 1-0. Caught the black that time, 1-1. Gomez comes set. The 1-1 to Lara. Takes upstairs, ball two. A more patient approach than what we've seen from Luis Lara in recent days. Before, he had really jumped after the first couple pitches of at-bats. 2-1, so that runs inside, ball three. Lara batting 280 with a home run and 7 RBIs on the year. He walked and scored in the eighth inning last night as part of that game-winning inning for the Mudcats. The 3-1, missed a bit wide, ball four, and Carolina draws a leadoff walk to get the party started. Yadier Arenado in the two-hole tonight. Kalen Nicasia getting the night off. As Arenado jumping up a little bit higher in the order than where we saw him yesterday. Runner on first as Arenado fouls it away for strike one. Arenado was in the five-hole yesterday. He went 0-4. His average now down to 268. Throw over to first. Lara was leaning as he was still getting into his position, but he's back with a dive. Lara does have speed over there at first if he were to take off. He's got 7 stolen bases on the year. He fakes towards second, driven into center. Lipscomb will make the shoulder-high grab for out number one. Luke Adams will dig in. Adams has been a thorn in the side of the Hillcats all series long, as it seems like every time he comes to the plate, he applies a bit of pressure on Lynchburg, whether it be just a sharply hit ground ball or 2 home runs that he's hit in the series, as the first pitch misses wide for ball one. Adams, his average down below 200, but he has 6 home runs, 27 RBIs. He's been an everyday player in this series at third base tonight. The 1-0, a little bit wide again, ball two. Runner on first, one away. Outfield shading Adams towards left as he grounds it toward the Mudcats dugout. 2-1. Mudcats wearing their autism awareness jerseys tonight as part of Autism Awareness Night here at the ballpark. Mudcats in their base red uniforms. Runner breaks for second. Adams swings and misses. And it looks like they might call the runner out as Adams interfered with the throw. And so Adams will be the one retired as he leaned in front of Falia behind the dish. And Lara will have to go back down to first as that'll draw down the manager for the Mudcats, Victor Estevez, who wants to have a word with the home plate umpire just to check on the call. Brandon Schmidt behind the plate and Corey Gerber out in the field. Runner on first now with two down for Jay Savina. Another throw over as Lara back with a dive. Avina batting 169, an OPS of 661. Runner fakes towards second again, but the pitch misses and Lara holds up. A little bit of a mind game going on at first base, but if you're Gomez, should be less worried about the runner with two outs and more about getting out of this inning unscathed and attacking Avina. Gomez pumps that one in there, 1-1. Hitting 93 on the radar gun. Another throw over, as that'll be his second disengagement. As Lara back with a dive. We'll see if they give Lara the green light to take off. There's a 1-1 pitch on its way. He fakes again and it's down and away. All two. Gomez clearly concerned about that runner on first, as he has struggled to find the zone early in this ballgame. Two and one. Runner breaks. Pitch is in the zone up high. The throw down. A tag applied. But Lara just underneath it. Got his hand in there before Carson Tucker, who's back with the Hillcats, was able to slap the tag. So a stolen base for Lara moves him into scoring position with two away in a 2-2 count on Jay Savina. Gomez comes set. The pitch. Try to get him to chase once again outside with that curveball. He hasn't been able to locate it here thus far. Payoff pitch. Went with the changeup, and that caught a piece of Falia on a foul tip. We'll try it again at 3-2. Lara, the runner at second, here in the top of the first. The 3-2. Went with a fastball, charging in on his brown. Lara being waved around third. The throw comes in. It's online in time, and Falia could not pick it. The throw down to second, not in time, as Avina moves into scoring position. Lara took out the back foot of Falia as it was covering the bag. And Carolina opens up the game with a run on the Jay Savina RBI single. Victor Estevez down at third had made up his mind as soon as that ball was in the air that he was sending Lara no matter what. The throw beat him, but Felia just was not able to scoop it out of the dirt. It was online. Carolina with a 1-0 lead for Gregory Barrios. Already in an unfortunate position are the Hillcats, down 1-0 as the first pitch to Barrios misses wide. You mentioned the Hillcats have yet to win a game in this series, and you don't want to start too far behind. The runner in scoring position with two away as Gomez finds the zone 1-1. Some chirping with the home plate umpire already underway. Now it's a 1-1 from Gomez. Ground ball sharply hit towards short, a one hopper. Devers fields it on to first. Coyado with a nice pick off the dirt. And the inning comes to a close. But not before Carolina puts a run on the board. They lead 1-0 on the RBI single from Jace Avina. We head to the bottom half of the first here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball in store after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Patricio Aquino on the mound for Carolina. The right-hander, 6 foot. 177 is 1-1 on the year in six appearances, a 2.31 ERA in just over 23 innings. He's struck out 25 and walked 8. He's holding opponents to a 2.03 batting average and a strikeout per 9 of over 1 strikeout per inning. Guy Lipscomb will lead things off for the Hillcats in the bottom half of the first inning, having taken over that leadoff spot for Nate Furman, whose void has left a bit of a divot in the ball club. As the right-hander fires and Lipscomb takes a called strike, 0-1. It'd be hard-pressed to ask anyone how big of an impact Nate Furman have, and for them not to say a giant one, as that catches the outside part of the zone. First strike, 0-2. I asked today who might become the spark plug for this ball club, and Guy Lipscomb was the first name that I heard, which is partially why he's in the leadoff role, among others. The two-strike pitch, up and away, 1-2. He's also very patient at the plate. He puts good wood on the baseball and hustles every chance he gets on the base pass. The 1-2. Slow chopper over toward first. We can see it here. He's hustling down the line, and just by a step, Parra beats him. And making his 2023 debut, the second baseman Carson Tucker. Tucker just coming back from Arizona. He was here with the ball club last season, but injuries derailed his campaign, hoping to have more success this year. Tucker wearing the number 23. Ground ball over toward third, past Adams into left field, and Tucker starts this campaign with a base hit. good start for him this season as he swings out the first pitch and grounds it into left field as Angel Hanau will dig in. Lipscomb, Tucker, Hanau, Collado, Antunez, Devers, Felia, Brown, and Fascia, the nine for the Hillcats. Aquina fires the first pitch inside to Angel Hanau. Hanau batting 208, just a lone RBI to his record. He's only been here for a little over a week. Throw over, gets away from the first baseman, and so Tucker providing an instant spark. A single, and now he forces a throwing error from Aquina, and Tucker is in scoring position. And that's what the Hillcats so desperately needed, was some guy to provide a bit of a spark. And Tucker already starting out this first inning strong. One pitch and a base hit, and then forces a throwing error. He dances off at second as Hanau watches a strike, 1-1. Hillcats have had a runner in scoring position on occasion, but they haven't done much with them. It's been a low-scoring series for Lynchburg. The 1-1, flare shot into left. Adams ranging back into foul territory, making the grab for out number two. As Mike Collado will try to drive home that runner with two away. Tucker at second. Collado at the dish. Perez in left. Lara in center. Avina in right. Adams at third. Barrios at short. Arenamo at second with Parra at first. And Jose Cibrian behind the dish. The right-handed Aquina comes set and fires to Collado, who watches it go to the backstop. Tucker now 90 feet away at third. So a wild pitch as it bounced in front of Cibrian has put Tucker in at third. So now a base knock would guarantee the Hillcats a run. An opportunity to tie this ball game. Collado, the right man at the dish, batting 290 with 31 RBIs. So that floats outside, ball two. We'll see how aggressive Tucker is at third with trying to distract the right-handed pitcher. The 2-0, outside, ball three. Alfredo Antunez waits on deck, awaiting the result of this at-bat with Collado. The 3-0. Outside, ball four, and the Hillcats will have runners at the corners with two away. Alfredo Antunez. His average has dipped to 274, only 12 RBIs on the season. The Hillcats would love a timely base knock from him here in the first with the runner at third and another at first. He grounds this one right at the shortstop. Barrios gobbles it up and steps on the bag at second. And the inning comes to a close on the sixth unassisted putout to end the frame. 1-0 our score in favor of Carolina as we head to the second inning here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball in store after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
You're listening to Hellcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hellcats Radio Network.
It's a 1-0 lead for Carolina as we head to the top of the second inning. Lynchburg had an opportunity to tie things up, but left the runner stranded at third to end the frame. Yorman Gomez remains on the mound for his second inning of work. He surrendered a run after walking Luis Lara to open up the frame before Jay Savina, with two outs, drove him home with an RBI single to left. It'll be the bottom four of the order. Hebert Perez will lead things off. Perez in left field tonight, batting 150 with one home run and eight RBIs. It's been tough sledding for Perez on the season. An OPS of below 500. The 1-0 from Gomez. Down and away, ball two. We haven't seen these hats much from Lynchburg either. The ones with the white front, as that's lined right at Devers, who was shaded up the middle for Perez for out number one. Quinton Lowe, the designated hitter tonight. He's a two-way player. He pitched a couple nights ago. Dig in. Lowe, still looking for his first hit of the year, though. Takes a called strike, 0-1. Pitching-wise, he has been outstanding. 0-1 with a 2.16 ERA. At the plate, though, a different story. Seven strikeouts and nine at-bats. That misses a bit wide for ball one. The 1-1 from Gomez, missing in tight, ball two. This is the first time that I can recall in my year and a half of working with the Hillcats and seeing a two-way player. A little bit outside, ball three is low, patient at the plate, steps out for a 3-1 count. Don't see it very often, but it can be a huge asset to a team. The 3-1 from Gomez. High chopper over towards second. Tucker waits back on it and just knocks it down as he could not field it cleanly. And a runner reaches with one away. That'll be an error on Carson Tucker, who had to get the jitters out somehow. That first ball right at you always makes you a little nervous. That's a runner aboard with one away for Jesus Parra. Up the middle, Devers not able to get there, as that'll be a base knock for Parra, who swings at the first pitch and finds center field. Carolina stringing something together in the top half of the second inning, already up 1-0, as Jose Cibrian will take his cuts. Cibrian behind the plate, batting 241 with two home runs and nine RBIs. He had a home run earlier in this series. Pitch clock violation has been applied for ball one. The first game of the series, Cibrian hit a three-run blast in the second inning that just creeped over the left field wall. A similar situation. High chopper toward third, but it'll go foul as Hanau waves it by. 1-1. Actually, you could argue it was this exact situation. Carolina already had a run on the board. That came in the first inning. Then in the second, they had two runners aboard for Cibrian. And one out. And he blasted a home run out of here. So the exact same situation lining itself up. The 1-1 for Gomez. Fastball at 94, and Cibrian lost the grip of the bat with his front hand. Big pitch for Gomez. The 1-2. Fouled back, and Cibrian stays alive. And that's something that Carolina has been very good at in this series, among a multitude of other things. It's fouling off good pitches with two strikes and extending at-bats. Once again, the 1-2. At 195, foul tipped right into the glove of Felia as Cibrian is retired for out number two. He chased a fastball up in the zone and couldn't catch up as Luis Lara, who walked to open up the ball game and came around to score, will be the batter. He remains from the left-hand side with the right-hander on the mound. First pitch. A little bit up and in for ball one. Quinton Lowe on second after the air on Tucker. Jesus Parra with a single at first. In tight. Ball two. Parra, we've mentioned, has caused problems for Lynchburg all series. And he's been excellent defensively in center field. The 2-0. Wide, ball three. As I'm not sure he's even taken the bat off his shoulder in this ball game. This being his second at-bat in two innings. It's 3-0. The pitch from Gomez. Ball four. So two walks to Lara have now loaded up the bases in the second inning, and Yadier Arenado with an opportunity to do some real damage. It's a 1-0 game in favor of Carolina. As Gomez has created a problem for himself, though you could argue he could be out of it if it wasn't for the air. Arenado takes a called strike. 0-1. Arenado lined out to center in his first trip. The 0-1. Missing wide, 1-1. Gomez. Already up over 40 pitches. Here in the second inning. The 1-1. Line drive foul right field side. 2-1. He's actually pitched better at this ballpark than he has on the road. Only giving up 4 earned runs on the season here at Bank of the James Stadium. The right-hander comes set. As pitch clock violation has been called, and it's 2-2. Gomez looking for a put out pitch. He delivers. Fires a fastball outside, and the count goes full. Nowhere to put him, so he's going to have to go right at him with the bases loaded. Low, 90 feet away at third. Parra at second. Lara at first. The payoff pitch Ground ball into right field as the shift was pulled over. One run will score. Here comes the second as Antunez couldn't get it out of his glove. And Carolina now has a 3-0 lead in the top of the second inning. Lara goes first to third as Arenamo delivers a softly hit ground ball through the right-hand side. And Carolina now has some comfort. Luke Adams at the plate. That misses for ball one. I'm assuming one of those runs will be unearned because of the error on Tucker, as that'll draw out Tony Arnold, the Hillcats pitching coach, to have a word with Gomez, who has lost a bit of command in this inning. And after getting a quick first out, the error seems to really have messed with his head. Hillcats now down 3-0 in the top of the second inning, and Carolina already threatening. Runners at the corners, two away, as Carolina, they've already won the first four of this series, but they are not satisfied with that. They want more. This is a team that didn't get to take BP today as the rain started coming down at Bank of the James Stadium, and they were cleared off the field as lightning was within a close radius. Runners at the corners, two away, as the conversation dissolves between Gomez and Arnold. First pitch to Adams. Actually make it the second, ball two, as it's down and away. Runner holds it first. Adams cuts through a fastball at 93. For strike one. We'll see if they send Arenamo with the speedy Lara at third. Putting somebody in motion could force some pressure on the Hillcats. Falia, not the everyday catcher behind the plate. He does a solid job. Don't get me wrong. But the Mudcats have been aggressive all series. 2-2 as that fastball finds the pipe. Lara 90 feet away at third. Gomez trying to get out of this inning without allowing another run. The pitch, runner breaks. Inside corner, called strike three, and Adams goes down looking as Gomez picks up a much-needed strikeout. It's his third strikeout of the ball game, but unfortunately, the three that matters are the three runs on the board for Carolina as they lead 3-0. We'll be back with the bottom half of the second after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Happy birthday! Woo!
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Mi nombre es José Debe, Winfield, está escuchando Hirschka.
A long top of the second kept Patricio Aquina on the bench for quite some time, but he's back out for the bottom half of the second inning. 3-0 lead for Carolina as Jose Devers Bubba Felia and Jordan Brown, the three due up in this frame. As Devers, the shortstop tonight. Hillcats had an opportunity to score in the first inning, but the runner was left stranded at third. As the first pitch to Devers is chopped toward third, Adams hops for it and then fires it over the head of the first baseman. Devers saw it right away and made a quick turn toward second. So a throwing error on Adams at third will allow Devers to reach second on an error. That'll help. Adams goes down with the bat on his shoulder to end the top of the second and makes a throwing error in the first pitch of the inning. And Hillcats have a runner in scoring position for Bubba Felia. First pitch to him is downstairs for ball one. That'll be the second error committed by the Mudcats. We haven't seen that very often in this series. They play clean. Down and away, ball two. For the record, the most errors they've committed in a game is four, and that came on May 14th against Fredericksburg. The 2-0, Bubba Felia swung out of his shoes, 2-1. They're one of the best fielding teams in the Carolina League. So an uncharacteristic start for them. That hit him right on the back pocket. And Felia will take the walk down to first. Two aboard, nobody out. Bottom half of the second inning, Jordan Brown will be the batter. And looked like that also caught a piece of Jose Cibrian as he's a bit shaken up. That'll draw out the trainer, Miles Fish, along with Victor Estevez, who's hoping that Cibrian is okay. Felia got hit right on that back pocket. Appears the catcher took the brunt of it as it ricocheted right onto his wrist. As he's flexing out his left hand under the supervision of the athletic trainer, he's given back his glove and mask. And much like every catcher, they're back in the ball game after just a few moments. It never ceases to amaze me how catchers continue to get beat up day in and day out and subject themselves to it and find themselves right back there the next day. Two aboard, nobody out. Bottom of the second inning, 3-0 lead for Carolina as Jordan Brown steps in. The first pitch, something off speed for a called strike, 0-1. Akina going to have to work out of some trouble as Brown takes a healthy cut but fouls it off his front foot for strike two. The Cats can't let this opportunity go to waste. As the two-strike pitch, hold the string on it. Brown out in front, and there's one away. First strikeout of the night for Akina. As Zach Fascio will dig in. He's the designated hitter tonight. He was over at first base yesterday. Only his second professional appearance at first base yesterday. The first one came earlier this season against Myrtle Beach. Before that, it hadn't been since college. Two aboard, one away. As Fascia takes one off the outside corner for ball one. Devers at second, thanks to the throwing error by Adams. Felea at first after being hit by a pitch. The 1-0, a check swing, but he went around as Fascia evens the count, 1-1. Hillcats had an opportunity in the first inning to drive home a run. Couldn't do it. Another chance here. The 1-1. Another strike. 1-2. Fascia will try to protect. Keep it off the ground. Two-strike pitch. Caught him looking. Fascia left the bat on his shoulder. And back-to-back strikeouts for Aquina. Put him in position to end the inning without any damage after giving up two base runners. Though the first one not necessarily his fault. Runner in scoring position, two away. As Lipscomb digs in. Took a big cut. Had a changeup for strike one. 86. The 0-1 runner break, a double steal, the throw down to third, and Devers is retired in the inning. Comes to a close. Devers got a stumbling break out of the box, and the inning comes to a close. As Lynchburg leaves runners stranded yet again. Base running aggression didn't pay off there as we head to the third inning. A 3-0 lead for Carolina when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium as we say aloha to summer with a series with the Carolina Mudcats May 30th through June 4th. On Friday night, we'll be giving away a Coca-Cola cooler bag to the first 500 fans in attendance. And on Saturday, wear your blue as we raise awareness for autism with specialty jerseys and a post-game fireworks show. A sensory room will be available for all who need it. And on Sunday, we will partner with the YWCA for the Joe Torre Safe at Home program to combat domestic violence. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for tickets.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Lynchburg has had RBI opportunities in each of the first two innings, and they have still yet to put a run on the board. Carolina, on the other hand, have capitalized on their opportunities. They lead 3-0. Chase Savina, who has one of the RBIs at the plate, he fouls back the first pitch for strike one. Good crowd on hand for Saturday night baseball. Curveball from Gomez. Haven't seen too many of those. As that's a called strike. 0-2. Maybe he'll go back to that again. Having floated it into Avina. Came with a fastball upstairs and Avina laid off. 1-2. Vina takes outside, and the count is even. Gomez already up over 50 pitches. I'm assuming he probably won't last much longer into the ballgame. Hillcats would love if he can get through this inning. then they might turn to their bullpen. The 2-2, a slow chopper toward third. Hanau charges. Sidearm flip to first. And retires the leadoff batter of the inning for out number one. That was a tough play for Angel Hanau as he had to break in on it. And he ended up losing his hat. And then off balance, he threw it almost submarine style across the diamond to retire Avina. As Gregory Barrios will get his cuts. He's 0 for 1. As the curveball bounces for ball one. Fouled right at the dish. And it caught a piece of Felia and the home plate umpire. Both are okay. 1-1. Gomez trying to settle in after a rough first two innings. Chased a fastball upstairs for strike two. And Barrios wants a moment to regroup. The right-hander comes set. 1-2. Slow chopper over towards short. Devers in a full sprint forward. On to first by a step. Beating Barrios with the throw for out number two. Two slow choppers and a couple nice plays by the Hillcats defense. And two away for Hedbert Perez, who lined out to short in his first trip. Gomez takes something off of it, and Perez well out in front. Quinton Lowe stands on deck. The 0-1. Ground ball, backhanded play by Collado at first. He flips to the pitcher covering, who beats Perez to the bag. A 1-2-3 inning for Gomez as he bounces back nicely after a rough first two. We head to the bottom half of the third. 3-0 our score in favor of Carolina when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the Lazy Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support Lazy and help kids play.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Hedbert Perez, after grounding out to end the inning, then got in the way of Southpaw in between innings as he was running to get off the field as part of the mid-inning promotion. And it's kind of taunting the Hillcats mascot as Perez backpedaled around the diamond, blocking off the route of Southpaw. Carolina likes to have fun. They remember that this is all just a game that they get paid to play. As Guy Lipscomb digs in, he was at the plate when the second inning came to a close as he takes outside ball one. When Jose Devers was thrown out trying to swipe third on a double steal. The 1-0. Lipscomb out in front, lines it foul. He was sitting on a fastball, and a changeup came in. Lipscomb almost hit one out of here during BP today. He's not much of a power guy, but hit it off the top of the wall. That's in there for strike two. One ball, two strikes. As part of a competition that the Hillcats had thrown together. That's the 1-2 pitch. Sharply grounded in fair territory down the right field line. Lipscomb around first as that ball bobbled in the corner, and Lipscomb will have to hold it second. A strong throw by Avina will keep him there as that ball just kept rolling around, and Avina couldn't figure out where to go grab it as Carson Tucker will step in a runner in scoring position. But a leadoff double for Guy Lipscomb gives Lynchburg another opportunity with a runner in scoring position. They've had it in each of the first three innings. That's his 12th double of the year, leading the team. Tucker swung at the first pitch he saw in the first inning for a base hit as he takes a called strike. Tucker with the elusive 1,000 batting average and 2,000 OPS. Take a picture. Probably won't last for the rest of his life. He drives this one to center field. Lara twists it up in center field, reaches up and makes the grab. He had an awkward read on it, and Lipscomb kind of got fooled as to whether to tag up or go toward third, so he has to scamper back as Lara tracked it down after being tossed and turned. Tucker gave it a ride to center, but Lara stuck with it. He points to his chest as if to say, I won't let that happen again, but he turned left, then turned right, then turned left again and stuck his glove out and made the grab as Angel Hanau will dig in. He ropes this one into right center field. That's heading toward the gap, and Avina won't get there. Lipscomb around third. He will score. Hanau at second with an RBI double. His second RBI of the season gets Lynchburg on the board as they trail 3-1 in the bottom half of the third inning. Second double of the inning for Lynchburg as the Hillcats have something brewing with only one away. They're attacking Akina early in at-bats here. Lipscomb led off the inning with a double. Now the RBI double from Hanau as Mike Coyano will step in. Fouled back to the screen as Coyano had a pitch to rip. He walked in his first trip. A little bit of a momentum builder for Lynchburg as they finally get a run on the board. Coyano, a little bit behind it, fouls it off for strike two. Coyano rocking that pink armband on his right arm. It's become his staple. Two-strike pitch from Akina. Upstairs above the head of Coyano as he leaned back, 1-2. And now attempting to dance off second to distract Akina. Hillcats would love to get another RBI in this inning. Still down by two. The pitch golfed over towards second. That'll be one back to short. Double play. And now got caught breaking on a line drive. And Hillcats with a base running blunder end the inning. But they do put one on the board. They trail by 2-3-1. As we head to the fourth inning in Lynchburg on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Valley Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Brill.
Well, a lot of high-scoring games in the Carolina League right now. Most of them in the back half of the ball game. Actually, right around half of them. 7-7. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Columbia and Down East. That one just getting underway in the bottom of the ninth. Down East will be at the plate. Try to prevent it from getting to extras. That's a game that I'm sure Carolina fans will be watching, or at least paying attention to, as Down East just a half game back of the Mudcats, as Quinton Lowe will lead things off. He grounds it over toward first, but foul. That caught the hand of the first base coach, David Valdez. In the bottom half of the sixth inning, Charleston up 4-0 over Augusta, as that is just now heading to the top of the seventh. Lowe fouls it back. Strike two. Fredericksburg all over Delmarva as they look to restart that winning streak. 7-0 lead over the Shorebirds in the bottom of the fourth inning. Myrtle Beach in a doubleheader up 3-0 over Salem in the top of the fourth inning. Line drive over the head of the third baseman. And into left field it goes for Quinton Lowe. And that is the first professional base hit for Quinton Lowe as he hugs his first base coach. As he reaches, and they'll toss the ball into the dugout for Carolina, as that'll be one he remembers for some time. Jesus Parra at the dish. Big cut for strike one. Earlier today, Salem fell in the first game of the doubleheader to Myrtle Beach, 7-5. Myrtle Beach trying to win both halves of the doubleheader. The 0-1 got him to chase. Strike two. In the top of the second, in Kannapolis already with a 2-0 lead on Fayetteville. The Cannonballers will host the Hillcats next week, down just outside of Charlotte. The 0-2 to Parra. Line foul. As Parra stays alive. Lynchburg didn't get a chance to travel to Kannapolis last season. The Cannonballers came here, but they will make the trek down south, due south, really, as that's fouled away. Yet again, as Parra continues to battle. It's only a three-hour trip to Kannapolis from Lynchburg, Virginia. Relatively straight shot. You have to go through Greensboro, where you break off into a different highway. But for the most part, it's still pretty straight. Grounded foul. Yet again, as Parra continuing to battle with two strikes. You're traveling from Lynchburg, all you do is hop on 29 South Wards Road, and you just keep going and going and going. And eventually, you'll find your way in Kannapolis. Blew it by him upstairs as Parra chased a high fastball, and he's retired for out number one. Fourth strikeout for Gomez. Jose Cibrian will be the batter. He grounds it over towards short. Devers, sidearm to Tucker at second. On to one, double play. 6-4-3 twin killer. Ends the inning. Gomez works around the leadoff single to Quinton Lowe. As we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning, it's a 3-1 ball game in favor of Carolina. Hillcats coming to bat after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey, Hillcats fans, has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Lynchburg down by two as a new pitcher on the mound for Carolina will be Chase Costello. Costello, 6'3", 233, the right-hander from Coral Springs, Florida. As Wilfredo Antunez will dig in. Aquina's night is now complete as something has been signaled. I'm not sure what. Maybe a warning to the Hillcats dugout. I don't know. As Antunez chases one downstairs on the first pitch from Costello for strike one. Costello. 2-1 with a 3.26 ERA. It's the right-hander. Fires that downstairs, 1-1. In just over 19 innings, he surrendered 7 earned runs, 8 walks, 15 strikeouts. As Lynchburg finds themselves down 3-1, Aquina is coming back from injury as Antunez takes inside for ball two. They don't want him to go too far as he goes 3 innings here tonight. Close the book on him. 3 innings. 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned. 1 walk and 2 strikeouts. Antunez floats it. Third base side. Adams towards the wall will make the grab. Route number 1. Jose Devers reached on an air in the second inning. And was thrown out trying to swipe third on a double steal. Devers' average has dipped to 200. He's in a bit of a slump. As that runs inside, ball one. I've tried asking around as to what may be contributing to the slump. Is it a development of the power swing that maybe has taken him away from hitting for contact? As that goes upstairs for ball two. It just seems like ever since he hit that grand slam earlier this season, his willingness to swing for contact has shifted. The 2-0. He took a big cut there. First base side toward the dugout. And it'll find the seats. Thank you. But Devers has really had a tale of 2 months. As the right-handed Costello delivers that up and in for ball three, 3-1. In April, Devers was hitting 270. In May, he hit 161. So far, 3 days into June, he's yet to pick up a hit. That average has continuously dipped as the season has progressed. He was one of the hottest hitters in all of the Carolina League for a while. A 3-1 is down and away. Ball four, and he draws a walk with one away. That'll bring up Bubba Folia, who was hit by a pitch in his first trip to the plate. We'll see if they send Devers. He does have some speed over at the bag. 20 stolen bases on the year. You don't get to 20 stolen bases if you don't reach base very often, and that's what he was doing early on, reaching base and then swiping second. As Folia takes a called strike, 0-1. Ever since that grand slam, he's been a different player. I'd like for him to be able to develop that contact swing yet again. Throw over as Devers is back safely. Costello sets out the letters, the 1-1. Runner holds, ground ball to third. Adams scoops it on to second for one. Back to first, inning ending, double play. Adams made a throwing error earlier, but this one delivered a strike to the second baseman for a 5-4-3 double play. And we head to the fifth. 3-1 in favor of Carolina when we come back after this on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Jason Prill here with you, a 3-1 lead for Carolina as we head to the fifth inning in the Hill City. Yorman Gomez remains on the mound for another inning of work. He's trying to go five complete. He will face the top of the order yet again. Two quick innings in a row as he went 1-2-3 in both the third and the fourth. Have changed the outlook of his outing a bit as his team trails, but he's settled in after a couple rough innings. Though he's only responsible for one of the runs. As the first pitch is upstairs for ball one to Luis Lara. Ground ball up the middle. Tucker backhands it behind the bag at second. Well offline. Folia backs it up and will hold Lara at first, but Tucker just airmailed the throw to first. Probably wouldn't have had the speedy Lara anyway. As he cut off Jose Devers, who is having a conversation with Tucker, him and Hanau. Probably should have been Devers' ball to begin with, as he was charging toward the bag at first, and he was right behind Tucker. A throw over as Lara back with a dive. Yeah, watching the replay back, I think Devers probably should have been the one that made the play. But it's tough. It's your first game back, and you're not quite sure exactly the range of some of these guys as Gomez fires it upstairs for ball one to Yader Arenamo. And that's tough. Devers, excellent defensively, along with Angel Hanau at third. But Tucker still trying to get used to his teammates as Arenamo pops it up out of play, 1-1. Just ranged over a little bit too far and tried to make the throw to first. And just wasn't able to get anything on it and threw it away. And now a discussion on what the count is. Should be 1-1. Scoreboard says 2-1, and the umpires a little bit confused here as they take a look at their pitch counters. Victor Estevez appealing on what the count should be. The scoreboard now has moved it to 1-1. The umpire is still discussing. And it will be 1-1. Kind of a long discussion. Right-hander Gomez delivers toward home. The runner breaks, but it's fouled away by Arenamo. The hit and run was in motion. First strike two. Looks like the umpires had checked with the press box to see what the official scorekeeper had. That's the power of having a walkie-talkie on the field. The 1-2. Line drive into right field. Charging on is Antunez, and he has to pull up as it lands in front of him. He was dropping hard. And back-to-back base runners for Carolina to open up the fifth inning. And Gomez finding himself back in trouble after two quick innings in the third and fourth. 3-1 lead for Carolina as Luke Adams, 0-for-2 on the day, two strikeouts. Lara at second with nobody out. Gomez misses wide for ball one. Gomez closing in on 80 pitches. Looks like there is an arm warm in the Hillcats bullpen. The 1-0 to Adams. He fouls it right at the plate into the glove of Felia. 1-1. Looks like Adams may have been out in front. Gomez just looking for one out here. The 1-1. Fouled back, strike two as Adams was underneath it. One out goes a long way when you have two aboard and nobody out. But the first out can be very difficult to get after you've surrendered two base runners. The 1-2 from Gomez. Fired it outside, evening the count at two apiece. Good morning, and field pulled slightly toward third with Adams at the dish. The 2-2 chopped foul. And inside the netting it goes as Adams fights it off and stays alive. Actually, Tucker pulled well over toward the bag. There's a large gap between first and second. If Adams can punch it the other way, and that would probably be enough to score Lara from second. The 2-2 chased a pitch outside the zone and fouled it away. So they'll reset at 2-2. This may be Gomez's last batter of the ball game. The two-strike pitch. Ground ball sharply hit into left field as Lara will score as he's waved around third. And Carolina extends their lead. Three straight base hits to open up the inning. It'll be Jay Savina who digs in, and Jordan Smith will step out of the dugout to go to have a word and make a move to the bullpen as his Hillcats find themselves down by three yet again. And you don't want to let this game get any more out of hand as scoring runs have not come easy for this ball club in the last 2 weeks. Hillcats turn to the bullpen. We'll meet the new pitcher in a moment when we come back to the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pettway, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
So, Yorman Gomez is done for the day as Luis Almonte will take over for him. Here in the top of the fifth inning, already one run in as three straight base hits to open up the inning have allowed Carolina to take the lead or extend their lead even further. Almonte has pitched very well in the month of May and now into June, hoping that he can replicate that last month. He's made 9 appearances on the year, yet to pick up a decision, with a 4.63 ERA in just under 12 innings. 6 earned runs, 11 walks, 18 strikeouts, but most of those earned runs came in one outing back in April. After that, he's been a different pitcher. In fact, all of his earned runs came on April 27th in one inning against Fredericksburg. After that, he has yet to allow a run of his own. Jay Savina with nobody out and two aboard, a run already in for Carolina as they lead 4-1. Almonte fires it down low, a check swing. They do not appeal as it looked like Felia maybe got crossed up with the signage. And we'll go out and talk to the right-handed reliever. Almonte, 5'10", 184, 23 years of age, from Villa Alta Garcia, Dominican Republic. The right-hander was a mid-April call-up when the Hillcats bullpen started experiencing some injury issues. That one finds the zone, 1-1. You know, if I was the Hillcats, I'd consider throwing over toward first. I'll explain why in a second. The 1-1 golfed left field, but foul. Strike two. Luke Adams, who's over there, is completely turned towards second base. His entire body facing the bag at second. If Quayado were to sneak behind him and get a throw over, he'd have nowhere to go as he'd have to completely do a 180 back to the bag. Down and away, Avina lays off 2-2. I'm not saying it would work necessarily, as I'm sure Arenado would probably break for third. But maybe in the confusion you could get a runner out. 2-2 from Almonte. Fouled back. But Coyado's not covering the bag at all. So Adams is able to take his lead however he wants. The 2-2 to Avina. Downstairs. In fact, Adams wasn't even looking at the pitcher. He's looking straight at second base. Payoff pitch. Ball four, and Almonte walks the first batter he faces, and the bases are loaded. Gregory Barrios will dig in. Carolina have already won the first four games of this series. Lynchburg trying to scrap the pieces together and win one before the week is over. Line drive left field, but foul. As Barrios was out in front of a breaking ball. The runners at second and third would be the responsibility of Gomez. The runner at first belongs to Almonte. Still nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning. The right-hander pumps it by Barrios for strike two. Barrios on the day has grounded out to short twice. The right-hander comes set at the belt. The two-strike pitch right in there, called strike three. Barrios got frozen by a fastball for out number one. Hedbert Perez 0-2 as well. Grounded out to first in his last trip. Lynchburg would love another ground ball here. Bases loaded, one away. A run already in on the inning, making it a 4-1 lead for Carolina. It's popped up behind the plate, and it'll get out of play. Corners are pulled in. The 0-1. Fouled at the dish. Strike two. If you feel like this game has just been a slow bleed, it has. No extra base hits for Carolina on the night. A handful of walks and a lot of singles. All seven of their hits coming via the single. They've just found ways to bring guys around. They lead by three. Two-strike pitch to Perez. Tried to get him to chase. Perez spit on it. 1-2. Almonte in a bases-loaded situation on for relief from Yorman Gomez. The 1-2. Center field, Lipscomb backpedaling. He'll settle underneath it in front of the warning track, but that should be deep enough. The throw comes in towards short as the runners tag from second and third in Carolina. Makes it a 5-1 ball game. But now there's two away. As Perez does his job and gets the runner home from third and puts runners at the corners. A 4-run deficit for the Hillcats. As Quinton Lowe one for two. But he's reached base twice thanks to an error. Runner breaks for second. The first one is outside and no throw down. As the force will only be at first. Runners at second and third. The 1-0 from Almonte. Popped up third base side, and that'll find the seats. And there's nothing due to this observation I'm about to make, but it is interesting to note. The Mudcats have been able to foul a lot of things out of the field of play. The Hillcats, however, have had quite a few foul outs in this series. Line drive center field. Lipscomb won't get there. One run will score. Here comes the second. The throw is up the line, and Carolina has blown this one open. They lead 7-1. When it rains, it pours. And for the Hillcats, it is a monsoon this week. Jesus Parra at the plate. First pitch cut on and missed for strike one. At some point, you feel like they'll luck into a victory, but that luck has eluded them in this series. These past 2 weeks have just been frustrating. The 0-1 popped up first base side. Collado will give way to Tucker, who secures it for the final out of the inning. Eight people bat in the inning. And 4-run score. 7-1 lead for Carolina when we come back for the bottom half of the fifth inning here in Lynchburg. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Mi nombre es José Debe, soy infield, estoy escuchando Hillcats.
Jason Prill here with you. A 7-1 lead for Carolina as they put a 4-spot on the board in the fifth inning. Lynchburg just have not been able to crack the code in this series. Taking a look at the Carolina League scoreboard one more time. Down East winning in 10 innings. They knock off Columbia 10-9. A high-scoring affair between the Wood Ducks and Fireflies as Jordan Brown will lead things off in the Hillcats half of the fifth. Brown takes a called strike, 0-1. Brown, 0-for-1 on the day. He struck out in his first plate appearance as that's down and away, 1-1. Hillcats just need a spark. And I don't know where it's going to come from. The 0-1. Ground ball over toward third. Adams waits back on it across the diamond. And Brown is retired by a hair. Zach Fassia will dig in. It's hard to measure a loss of one player. As that's downstairs for ball one. But we keep going back to the loss of Nate Furman, who was called up to Lake County last series. It seems like since then, it's been a tale of two different ball clubs. Richburg has not had the same success that they had with him, and runs have been at a premium. And part of that is because Nate Furman had 42 runs as Fassia slaps it out to left, and a diving play by Perez. Excellent defensive play by Hedbert Perez in left as he got a good jump and robs Fassia of a base knock. Route number two. Guy Lipscomb at the dish with two away. But Nate Furman was the spark plug of the Hillcats locker room. High energy guy, as that pitch is called a strike. Someone that the team turned to in crucial moments and looked for advice and for composure. Grounded back up the middle. Lipscomb into center field for a two-out base knock. His second hit of the day. As Carson Tucker will dig in. Furman just never seemed rattled, and you always saw him on the top step of the dugout, looking out over the field, and even coming out to about a 45-degree perpendicular angle, or not perpendicular, but you know what I mean, as Lipscomb swipes second on the first pitch. It's in there for a strike, and Lipscomb a little bit shaken up as he goes down to one knee. He's back on his feet. Jordan Smith will head out there. Stolen base for Guy Lipscomb. For Lipscomb, that is his 34th stolen base. He gives the all clear, and he's back on his feet. As you would see, Furman, whenever a new pitcher would come into the ball game or before a crucial inning in a tight ball game, he would be out there monitoring what the pitcher was trying to do. Throw back to second. Lipscomb didn't get his hand in there, says the infield umpire, and he slaps his hand on the bag as Corey Gerber punches him out for the final out of the inning. A pickoff as Lipscomb is retired on the base pass. From my point of view, I'll keep my mouth quiet. We head to the sixth, 7-1 in favor of Carolina when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
It's been all Carolina. 7-1 our score. As we're back inside Bank of the James Stadium. They scored in the first, scored in the second, two times in that inning, and then scored four in the fifth. Lynchburg putting one on the board in the third, despite having opportunities in several innings, as they trail by six in game five of this series, where they've lost the first four. Jose Cibrian at the plate. Luis Almonte remains on the mound as a called strike to Cibrian opens up the inning. Gomez, we can close the book on him. Four innings, seven hits, six runs, four of them earned. Two walks, three strikeouts. In the dirt, 1-1. Almonte in that last inning gave up his first earned run since April, after he walked Jose Savina. He came around to score up and in. Cibrian just getting out of the way as that tailed in toward his dome. Almonte into the motion. Cibrian pumps it third base side, and Hanau reaches over the wall, but it lands about 4 feet past his grasp. Two and two on Cibrian. As Almonte into the motion. Fouled back, and Cibrian spoiled a fastball at 92 and stays alive. And I know we've talked about the Hillcats' struggles these past few weeks. As the 2-2 on its way. Popped up first base side. Collado ranging toward the dugout and makes the grab in front of the Carolina dugout for out number one, and then throwing it around the horn sends it into center field. Luis Lara, who's reached base three times today, twice on a walk and once on a single, and he scored twice. But we've talked so much about the Hillcats' struggles, and we have to put things in perspective a little bit. As a healthy cut from Lara for strike one. Carolina has been arguably the best team in the Carolina League. Strike two on Lara as Almonte just pumping the zone. Two-strike pitch. Foul tipped into the glove of Felia, and Lara retired on strikes. Two away as Yadier Arenado will dig in. Carolina 28-18, 10 games above 500. That is the best winning percentage in the Carolina League at 609. They're on a six-game winning streak as well, with a run differential of 53. As the first pitch misses inside for ball one. So the Hillcats just happened to run into a team that was on fire. Devers scoops it, loses his hat, and fires it to first, and the inning comes to a close. We'll pick up this conversation in the bottom half of the sixth. 7-1 lead for Carolina when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration.
For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
They say you never know what you'll see when you go to the ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to give you something to look forward to every time you come to Bank of the James Stadium. Join us every week this season for our nightly promotions that will be sure to keep you coming back for more baseball. Drink specials every Thirsty Thursday, fireworks every Saturday night, and kids eat free all Sunday long. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling 434-528-1144.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Bottom of the sixth inning upcoming, a 7-1 lead for Carolina. Jason Prill here with you as Chase Costello remains on the mound for his inning of work. Third inning, that is. Carson Tucker will be back at the dish after being at the plate when Lipscomb was picked off at second. But before the inning closed in the top half, we were talking about how good this Carolina Mudcats ball club has been. We mentioned they have the best run differential in the Carolina League, surpassing Down East, now ahead by 5 runs, 53-48 in that category. Lynchburg, a -8 run differential, as Carson Tucker will dig back in. He drove one to deep center in his last trip. He's 1-for-2, as that's called a strike. And so we were talking with Greg Young, the voice of the Mudcats, before the series began, and he told us that it was pitching and defense that had carried Carolina off to their strong start. Tucker missing for strike two. And he mentioned that their offense just had not caught up to what the rest of the team had been doing. The 0-2 pulled out his back foot. One away. First strikeout for Costello, as now we'll dig in. And you always had the feeling that Carolina, with how many top 30 prospects they have, were bound to get going eventually on the offensive side of the ball. And now bunts it foul third base side. And they have been struggling at the plate, and their pitching was keeping them in ball games and helping them win, and they were just doing enough at the dish to walk away victorious. And then they ran into Lynchburg, and the floodgates have opened. And now Galston into left center, not very deep, as Perez will secure it for the second out. Mike Coyado will take some cuts now. And credit where credit is due. Carolina has been superb in every facet of the game of baseball. Pitching, they've been nearly unhittable at times. Defensively, they've been as clean as any Carolina League team we've seen this season, as Coyado fakes a bunt and pulls back upstairs, ball one. And offensively, they have done everything that they've needed to and more at the plate. I think it's safe to say their bats have come around. Coyado fouls it back 1-1. Because the Hillcats, though their pitching staff has struggled at times, you could argue that this is the worst they have looked all season long. The 1-1 from the right-hander as Coyado takes a strike, 1-2. And some of that is due to their own struggles and a lot of pressure being put on the pitching staff to produce, which makes them make a few more mistakes when they don't have the run support. Grounded foul right at the Mudcats dugout. And the other part of it is Carolina has not done anything more than what the Hillcats staff has allowed them to do. They haven't tried to do too much. They fight off good pitches. They put the ball in play and just take base hits when they need them, inside 2-2. And then they've come up with some big-time home runs, 4 of them in the series.
to help them win each of the first four ball games, and they're in line to win game number five as well. 2-2 to Coyado. Line drive into right center as Coyado takes a sharp turn around the bag at first, and he'll scamper back with a two-out single for Wilfredo Antunez. Antunez 0 for 2. And so as frustrating as this series has been for the Hillcats, we must put it in perspective that Carolina has just been that good. Now, you would have liked to have had a better showing in some of these ball games, but Mudcats have capitalized on every opportunity. Bounces away from the catcher, Cibrian, and that will allow Coyado to move 90 feet closer as he's in scoring position on the wild pitch. Whenever Carolina has gotten a runner in scoring position, they've brought him home nearly every single time. The 1-0 to Antunez, chopped foul. And for Lynchburg on the flip side, when they've gotten runners in scoring position, the Mudcats pitching staff has settled down and just attacked the hitter. The 1-1 to Antunez. High chopper towards second and right on cue as we were talking about it. Runner in scoring position is left stranded as Antunez looks like he's about to throw his helmet in disgust as he has run nearly all the way out to the right field wall with his helmet off as the inning is over. A 4-3 putout ends the sixth. We head to the seventh, a 7-1 lead for Carolina when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Jack Jasiak will take over on the mound for Luis Almonte. He goes two innings, one hit, one run, one walk, two strikeouts. As Jasiak will take over, he had arguably his best outing of the season on Tuesday night when he went four innings of one-hit baseball. He's 1-0 with a 6.59 ERA in 12 games. And just over 27 innings, 20 earned runs, 16 walks, 16 strikeouts. Luke Adams will lead things off in the top of the seventh inning. First pitch is to be honest, I missed it. I was being handed a note card. As that one sails wide. Jasiak, a right-hander, 6'1", 198 from Naperville, Illinois. The pitch in the zone as Adams head of the count, two balls and one strike. Adams had an RBI single in his last trip. Inside corner, a called strike as Adams in a bit of disbelief. We haven't seen that inside strike called much in this series, or at least on that corner mind you. But Jaziak got the call there. The 2-2, well outside, full count. 1,881 on hand tonight. Here for a fireworks show after the ball game. The 3-1 from Jaziak. Adams took a big cut at a slider and popped it up on the infield. It'll be Devers just off the bag at second for out number one. Jay Savino will dig in. Savino, 1-for-2. And he walked and scored in his last trip. Also an RBI on the day as well. First pitch is down and away for ball one. From the right-hander is cut on. One ball and one strike. Just a reminder, these jerseys are available for auction tonight at MILB auctions.com. MILB auctions.com. Has the 1-1. Down and away, ball two. They're the autism awareness jerseys. You can't tell from the video broadcast or you're listening with audio only. It's the 2-1 on its way. Fouled away. 2-2 right at the dish. But if you can't tell, the shoulders and upper chest and back have puzzle pieces scattered in a unique rainbow pattern. And then right around the sleeves, they have those puzzle pieces as well. And then a few scattered amongst the rest of the jersey. As Avina is retired for out number two. A really cool and unique design. The puzzle piece, the symbol for autism awareness, and a great cause, as all the money will go to help those fighting autism and dealing with it on a day-to-day basis. One-oh to Barrios, popped up behind the plate, and that'll find the seats. So if you want to support a good cause, this is the second time the Hillcats have had specialty jerseys that are being raised for a good cause. As the 1-1 popped up, shallow right field. Tucker will backpedal onto the grass and make the grab, and the inning is over. 1-2-3, seventh for Jack Jaziak as we head to the bottom half of the seventh inning. It's time to stretch in the Hill City. A 7-1 lead in favor of the Mudcats. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Seven to one lead for Carolina as they are on the verge of winning their fifth game of the series with a chance for a series sweep tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Jason Brill here with you. Tomorrow will be the Joe Torre Safe at Home Day, combating domestic violence, brought to you by the Lynchburg YWCA. You can also bid on a Joe Torre autographed baseball at MILBauctions.com, and all the proceeds from that will go toward Lynchburg YWCA. Jose Devers will lead things off here in the bottom half of the seventh inning as Lynchburg is down by six. The first pitch is outside, ball one. Jace Costello still on the mound as the 1-0 to Devers. Fouled back, 1-1. Also tomorrow, kids eat free, as food vouchers will be handed out at the door to the first 100 kids walk in the gates. Ground ball over towards short, charged on it by Barrios, and right on the money for out number one. Bubba Folia will dig in. If you haven't been out to the ballpark, you've missed beautiful weather. It is the perfect week to come out to the ballpark. It's not every series that you have gorgeous weather like this in Lynchburg. I don't call it Drenchburg for a reason. We've dodged the rain tonight as Bubba Folia takes a called strike. Your last chance to catch the Cats before they head out on the road is tomorrow at 2 o'clock. First pitch here in Lynchburg. Folia fouls it back, strike two. Lynchburg will head down to Kannapolis to take on the Cannonballers. The first trip down to Kannapolis. It's 2021. Down in the dirt, 1-2. Kannapolis came here last season. Kannapolis being the White Sox single A affiliate. The 1-2. Down and away, 2-2. Carolina, who's still here at Bank of the James Stadium. We haven't forgotten about them. They're up 7-1. They are the Brewers affiliate. 2-2. Sharp grounder over toward third. Adams scoops it, and on a dime, two away. It is interesting. A lot of these players do know each other, because for a while before the minor league reconfiguration, the Brewers and Cleveland split their Dominican teams. The Dominican Summer Leagues was a split squad. Down and away, ball one. And so when you look at some of the guys who have come through both of these developmental programs, you'll see often Cleveland and Milwaukee listed when they're down in the Dominican. And that's because the two squads played with each other. No longer that way anymore, as a lot of the guys who are here in Lynchburg and in Carolina this season did not have that opportunity, but there are still a few that have that split squad down in the Dominican, as Brown chops it foul third base side. 1-2. Last year we saw a lot of that intermingling between the two organizations, as the 1-2 pitch to Jordan Brown is swung on and missed, and the inning is over. We head to the eighth, a 7-1 lead for Carolina when we come back after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike.
To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Jack Janczak remains on the mound for his second inning of work. He's pitched well in his first five innings of this series. Janczak on Tuesday night went four innings of scoreless baseball, only giving up one hit. That came in his fourth inning of work as he kept the Hillcats in it in what would eventually be a 5-1 ball game. It was 5-0 when he came in, and when he left, it was the same score. As Hedbert Perez will lead things off in the top of the eighth. And then Janczak tonight already one solid inning. He went 1-2-3 in the last frame. The first pitch to Perez is outside for ball one. We talked to Jordan Smith about Janczak on Wednesday after his strong outing. The 1-0 catches the zone, 1-1. And he mentioned that Janczak is going to be a guy that they rely on late in ball games for as long as he's here in Lynchburg. 1-1, fouled away. Strike two. And in minor league baseball, nobody really knows how long that is. But with the log jam that Cleveland has created in the pitching realm, it's pretty safe to say he could be here for much of the season, as that misses low, 2-2. But Jordan, he hinted at Janczak really finding his confidence in the last few weeks. The 2-2 fouled away, and the count stays even. Janczak, a college guy, he went to South Florida. And having not played maybe the biggest competition down at USF, the 2-2 runs inside, full count. Took a little longer to adjust to the pro level of baseball, but in his last few outings, he's been a completely different pitcher and has settled in and found a solid role and become a reliable arm out of the bullpen. Grounded foul. And for a Hillcats pitching staff that has struggled here this series, it's been that back end of the bullpen that has been the lone bright spot. Only one earned run allowed from the seventh inning on in this series. And that came last night after three straight walks opened up the inning, and then two runs would score after an error. You could argue none of the runs should have been earned, as that was foul. And Perez stays alive. They're not going to score it that way because the Hillcats did get one out. It was a double play opportunity that, if it was twisted properly, would have ended the frame and left runner stranded without a run scoring as Perez draws a leadoff walk to open up the eighth inning. But instead, the throw back to first went awry, and Carolina scored two, one of them being earned, the other being unearned, which is the only earned run allowed in the seventh inning or later. Healthy cut from Quinton Lowe, who has two base hits on the evening for strike one. Lowe has put together a pretty solid night. He's already got two RBIs on the day. Picking up his first base hit of the season earlier in the ballgame. Strike two. So in a series of disappointments and frustrations, the back end of the bullpen has done their job. And as we mentioned a couple nights ago, in minor league baseball, teams don't let off the gas. The 0-2. A little bit high. Lowe didn't chase. 1-2. Everybody on this field is playing for their proverbial baseball lives. And so they go out there trying to compete 110% every pitch. The 0-2. Slider missed a little low. 2-2. The Hillcats bullpen pitches as well as they have. That's something to write home about. Into center field, Lipscomb underneath it for out number one. Jesus Parra will dig in. The runner on first and one away. And I'm sure if you talk to the coaching staff and even the players, there's no such thing as moral victories. Nobody likes that phrase. Moral victories, especially when you're struggling as much as the Hillcats have. But in a series like this, you have to find some sort of positive that you can take with you. Blew it by him at 91 for strike one. And in this series, it has been that back end of the bullpen, one that had faltered early on in the season. 0-1, fouled back. Strike two. The Hillcats as a whole have blown 9 save opportunities. As that back end of the bullpen just has not been up to par with the rest of the Carolina League. The 0-2. Parra lost control of his bat and goes down with his shoulders sulked for out number two. As Jose Cibrian will take some cuts with two away. So it is encouraging and uplifting to see the back end of the bullpen settling in. Now, granted, it hasn't been high leverage situations, except for last night, and they did give up the earned run. As that one's outside, ball one. But you have to find confidence somewhere. It's like when playing basketball and they say, well, maybe a free throw will get them going. The 1-0. Driven to center field. Lipscomb got a good read on it. Into the right center field gap. It'll give way to Antunez, who makes the grab for the final out of the inning. We head to the bottom half of the eighth, a 6-run lead for the Mudcats here in Game 5 of the Battle of the Cats. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
Mi nombre es José Deve. Hoy en fin,
Está escuchando Hellcat.
Chase Costello is done for the night. He goes four innings of great baseball. Two hits, no runs, one walk, two strikeouts, as Jefferson Figueroa will take over on the mound for Carolina. As Figueroa on the year. He's 1-0 with a 5.40 ERA in just over eight innings. He's given up five earned runs, 16 strikeouts, eight walks. Opponents are only hitting 138, so that ERA is inflated by the walks and the lack of innings that he's pitched. It'll be 9-1-2 here in the eighth to face Figueroa as Fascia digs in. He's 0-2. Robbed of a base hit in his last trip. He takes a called strike, 0-1. Good crowd on hand, over 1,800 at the ballpark. Upstairs, ball two. Hillcats have had some really good crowds this season. Tonight's crowd being altered a little bit about by the weather in the area. 1-1 to Fascia. Healthy cut, strike two. Probably would have been a bigger crowd, but rain scaring some people away and keeping them at home. Hopefully tuning into the broadcast. The 1-2. Fastball again, and Fascia couldn't catch up. One away. Top of the order, Guy Lipscomb. With one away. But the last two Saturdays, actually, really the last three Saturdays, have all been incredible in terms of a crowd perspective. Several games with over 3,000 in attendance. Lipscomb lofted over the head of Arenamo at second. And he has his third base hit of the ball game. He's riding a 15-game on-base streak. Thanks to today's performance, Carson Tucker will dig in. We'll see if they send Lipscomb. He has a stolen base earlier in the day. But the Hillcats, earlier this year, setting their largest crowd since 2018. Tucker takes down low for ball one. The attendance was 3,372, and it came against Myrtle Beach. Slow chopper over toward third, gobbled up by Adams, and on to second for one, but Arenamo just off balance. Cleat got caught on the bag and couldn't get rid of it, so Tucker is aboard. Lipscomb retired on the fielder's choice. But it is the largest crowd since 2018 when Steven Strasburg came to Lynchburg. Big cut for strike one. And also had a great crowd when Fredericksburg was in town this season. There's the 0-1. Ground ball over towards short. Backhanded play by the shortstop. Barrios gets away from Parra as Tucker will head down to third. And now beats it out. We'll see how they score it. The error will have allowed Tucker to go to third. And we'll see if they give Hanau a base hit or reaching on an error. As Mike Coyado will dig in. Steven Strasburg came July 8th, 2018, while making an appearance for the Potomac Nationals, a rehab start for him. And unfortunately, he has been shut down from all physical activity as of today. as that one misses a bit outside to Coyado for ball one. Hillcats with runners at the corners with two away. Strasburg, one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball for some time. 1-1 as Coyado takes a big cut and misses. And they will say, and now, reached on a single, and then Tucker advanced on a throwing error. The 1-1 from Figueroa, with two away. Coyado takes in the dirt, as a good block by Cibrian holds it in front, 2-1. And so hopefully for Strasburg, this is not the end of his career, as he's dealt with injuries all throughout. But a guy I know Nationals fans have endeared over the years. All three. That misses in tight. And he holds a special place here in Lynchburg, as we mentioned, he holds the largest crowd back in 2018. The 3-1 from the right-hander in tight, and the bases are loaded. Coyado points to Antunez, and now trying to hype him up a little bit. Bases loaded, two away. Wilfredo Antunez at the dish. As Coyado has reached in three of his plate appearances tonight, Antunez 0-3. Jose Cibrian out to talk with Figueroa. Big moment here. Hillcats down 7-1. They trail by six here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. I don't know why, but Figueroa has requested about three different balls in between batters. He's clearly not a fan of the ones he's received. First pitch to Antunez. This is a bit wide, ball one. The Cats need to put runs on the board if they want a chance in the ninth inning. Two away. The 1-0 to Antunez with the bases loaded. He golfs it to right field, but not at all deep as he dug it out of the grass. Savina settles underneath it, and the inning is over. So the Hillcats leave them loaded. We head to the ninth. A 7-1 lead for Carolina when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the Lazy Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support Lazy and help kids play.
Revenge will be on the mind of the Lynchburg Hillcats as a rematch of last year's Carolina League Championship takes place at Bank of the James Stadium June 13th through the 18th. Join us on Friday as we give away 500 three-quarters length t-shirts for Backyard Hillcats Night. On Saturday, the Hillcats will be raising money for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation as part of the Hillcats versus Cancer Night. Then on Sunday, sign up for the Father's Day barbecue to enjoy special treats for dads and their families. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Here in the ninth, 7-1 lead for Carolina. Jack Jasiak remains on the mound for his third inning of relief. Gomez went four, Almonte went two. Jasiak trying to finish out the ball game and preserve that bullpen for tomorrow. And Lynchburg will dust themselves off and try one more time in this series, come away victorious. And I know I'm speaking a little bit early here. Maybe I'm just trying to jinx the outcome of the ball game. Whatever possible way, as Luis Lara takes outside ball one. But with a six-run deficit in the ninth inning, Lynchburg has a lot of work to do if they want to win this game. Anything's possible. They've done it before. Line drive into right field. That'll get down for a base knock as Antunez cuts it off in the gap. Lara opens up the inning with a leadoff single. I mean, you think back to a game last year that just proves how wild minor league baseball and how unpredictable it can be. Lynchburg came back from seven down in the ninth inning as Arenamo stepped down to the box, taking all the way, and he took a strike. The 0-1, Arenamo pops it right field, and that'll land out of play. First strike two. Obviously, that was a different ball club. We talked about that the other night. Now, these two teams, last year's Hillcats and this year's Hillcats, have had different outcomes. The 0-2, fouled back. And they've won differently, and their trajectory has been different. The 0-2 pitch from Jasiak. Slow chopper toward third, but foul. However, anything can happen in minor league baseball. You're a couple pitches short from an epic collapse at any moment. Two-strike pitch, fouled back. And Arenamo spoiling some good pitches from Jasiak. Runner on first, nobody out. The two-strike pitch to Arenamo is upstairs. He didn't get him to chase there, 1-2. The 1-2 fouled into the netting. And just like the Mudcats have done all series long, they've extended at-bats. They're doing it again tonight with Jasiak on the mound. The Cats would love to not have to use their bullpen again. Fouled back. And Arenamo, frustrating Jasiak at this point. And the crowd, for that matter. Just heard a fan yell to the crowd, "Mike, hit it fair." The 1-2. Popped up right field. Collado will watch it land. And guess what? Foul territory, out of play. This feels like when Satchel Paige would tell his defenders to take a seat. I feel like I could call this next pitch with my eyes closed the way this at-bat is gone. Swung on, foul tipped at the dish. He chased a pitch that was well out in front of home plate, and something caught a piece of Folia. Remains 1-2. That was the eighth foul ball of this at-bat. Eight. The 1-2 from Jasiak. This one, right field, going to be a tough play. Antunez toward the line. It was in foul ground, but he made the grab for out number one. So the long battle goes to Jasiak, as he made 11 pitches before finally retiring Arenamo. Luke Adams will take his cuts. 1 for 4. He singled and scored in the fifth inning. Also a couple RBIs on the night. Popped up. Out of play. I wonder what the record is for foul balls out of play in a ball game. I doubt Carolina is close, but be interesting to note. Missing wide, 1-1. Top of the ninth inning, 7-1 lead in favor of the Mudcats in the Battle of the Cats. The 1-1. Slider caught the inside corner. 1-2. The 1-2 to Adams. Good pitch, but Adams smartly laid off. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runner on first is Lara. He holds. It's lined into right field and out of play. Adams shifts his bat as he will have to get a new piece of wood. Not in any hurry, as he's just walking out for a Saturday evening stroll on a nice night in the Hill City. 2-2, righty on righty matchup, top of the ninth inning. Here's the pitch. Popped up, third base side, and out of play. This is insane. The amount of times they have spoiled pitches and fouled them out of play is ridiculous. Props to them. That is just good plate awareness. The 2-2. Missing low, and the count goes full. They just keep spoiling off good pitches. And it's been nearly impossible for Lynchburg to put him away. The payoff pitch to Adams. Popped up behind the dish. Aaliyah will watch it land in the seats. Just an excellent approach at the plate for the Mudcats. That speaks to how they're coached and how they approach a 2-strike at-bat. The payoff pitch to Luke Adams. Fouled away again. Well, we had 8 foul balls in the last at-bat. 4 in this at-bat. As the payoff pitch once more. This one in fair territory for the time being. And now catches it inside the lines. 2 away. Jay Savino will be the batter. Just a reminder, well, I was going to remind you of something, but we'll remind you after we step aside. Jordan Smith has to go back to his bullpen as Carolina has forced the exit of Jasiak with two away in the ninth inning. We'll be back for more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pettway, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
New pitcher on the mound as Carolina fouled off enough pitches from Jasiak to force him from the ball game with two outs in the ninth inning as he hit over 55 pitches in this outing. Miguel Venezia will take over. Venezia 2-2 with a 9.50 ERA in 18 innings. He's given up 19 earned runs, 18 strikeouts, 13 walks. This is his second outing of the series. As Venezia earlier in the week went 2 1/3, one hit, no runs, three strikeouts, and one walk. Good outing for Venezia, so they'll give him a chance to get one more out, that being Jay Savina. Popped up on the first pitch. Tucker, the second baseman, in front of Antunez in shallow right field, secures it, and the inning is over. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Last chance for the Hillcats. They trail by six. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium as we say aloha to summer with a series with the Carolina Mudcats May 30th through June 4th. On Friday night, we'll be giving away a Coca-Cola cooler bag to the first 500 fans in attendance. And on Saturday, wear your blue as we raise awareness for autism with specialty jerseys and a post-game fireworks show. A sensory room will be available for all who need it. And on Sunday, we will partner with the YWCA for the Joe Torre Safe at Home program to combat domestic violence. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for tickets.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Hillcats down by six. It'll be Devers, Felia, and Brown, the three scheduled to hit here in this inning against Jefferson Figueroa. Just a reminder, these jerseys will be available through tomorrow on MILBauctions.com. You can bid on them now or buy them outright. As the first pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1 to Devers. All proceeds and profits will go to Amazement Square here in Lynchburg. I've helped put on this outstanding autism awareness night. 0-2 on Devers. The Right-hander sets at the belt. Figueroa delivers. Strike three. Bobo Filia with two away. Filia, 0 for 2. He was hit by a pitch in the second inning. As Lynchburg on the verge of dropping their fifth straight ball game. First pitch is upstairs for ball one. This would be their longest losing streak of the season. They've matched the longest at four. That one misses low for a ball. Figueroa delivers. Catching the outside corner for a called strike at 85. 1-2. The right-hander sets at the belt. Two-strike pitch. Fouled right off the catcher's mask. And Filia stays alive. Following tonight's game, fireworks. 1,800 on hand for the ball game and fireworks. Every Saturday night, fireworks at the ballpark. Outside, 2-2 to Filia. So get your tickets for our next fireworks show in 2 weeks. And then, at the beginning of July, 4 fireworks shows in 12 days as we celebrate independence. Fouled away at the dish as Filia fights it off to stay alive. That's going to be a crazy 2 weeks. 12 games, 12 days, 4 fireworks shows over the Independence Day holiday. I know our staff is going to be exhausted. That's the 2-2. Didn't get the call, and Filia will live to see another pitch and a full count. Right-hander sets out the belt. Got him swinging. Two away. Jordan Brown will take his cuts. He's the last chance to keep this ball game alive for Lynchburg. 7-1 our score. Lynchburg has scored one run in two ball games already in this series, on the verge of having it be a third. First pitch floats in there for a called strike, 0-1. The right-hander saps and fires as that pitch is down low, 1-1. Brown on the day, 0-3. He struck out twice and grounded out to third in his 3 plate appearances. The 1-1, blown out toward right. Avina settles underneath it. That'll end the ball game. The 1-2-3 ninth, and a fifth straight loss for the Hillcats. 7-1 victory for Carolina. We'll step aside and recap it after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando al Lynchburg Hillcat Baseball.
Well, that'll do it for tonight. 7-1 victory for Carolina. They scored one in the first inning, two in the second inning, four in the fifth inning, and that would be all they would need, as Lynchburg could only scratch across a run in the third inning as Angel Hanau drove home Guy Lipscomb with an RBI double. But other than that, the Hillcats went quietly into the night, losing their fifth straight ball game as they fall to 22-28. Carolina now 11 games above 500 at 29-18. We'll be back again tomorrow for game number six, the final game of the series. Carolina will look for a sweep. Lynchburg will try and steal away some pride before they travel down to Kannapolis. First pitch tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, your final score tonight, 7-1 in favor of Carolina. I'm Jason Prill saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.